Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Midrash asks the question of why Hashem commanded us to light the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash. After all, it produced just a little bit of light. But Hashem had all of the light in the world already. What did our little light do for Him? The Midrash answers, because of the great love that Hashem has for us, He prefers to use our light, kaviyachol, over His. We must know, everything we do for Hashem is so precious to Him. We all have an ability to give Hashem something which nobody else can. Hashem created each person in a unique way, and therefore, each person's avodat Hashem is different and special in its own way. A person should never say, why do I need to go to a class when there are already dozens of people attending? One of the answers is, because the glory that Hashem gets from you being in the class is not the glory that He gets from others. You are special and your avodah is special. Not only is a person's avodah in general different from his friends, the avodah that he can give Hashem today, at this time in his life, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Torah that a person learns and gives Hashem today is not the same as the Torah that he can give him tomorrow. In every moment of a person's life, there are different circumstances which put him in a different frame of mind. If someone is feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, the avodah that he can give Hashem from that state of mind is very unique. That opportunity, experiencing those exact emotions, will never come again. Knowing how much Hashem adores whatever we do should motivate us to take each opportunity and give our best efforts in every situation. The Midrash says in Shira Shirim Rabbah, because Yosef HaSadiq served his master Potiphar in good faith, he was eventually released from prison and placed in front of Paro to interpret his dreams. The question has been asked, what mitzvah exactly did Yosef do by serving his Egyptian master in good faith? Why was that act rewarded so greatly? The Sfat Emet explained, the greatness in Yosef serving his master in good faith was that he accepted his circumstances with love, recognizing that he was put there by Hashem. He could have said to himself, if I was in my father's house, I would be learning Torah on the deepest level, serving Hashem in the best possible way. But now I'm stuck here in this Egyptian's house working as a slave. He could have just despaired and worked begrudgingly with a frown on his face. But instead, he said to himself, if this is where Hashem put me, this must be the place that He wants me to serve Him from. When he was doing his job in good faith, he wasn't serving his Egyptian master Potiphar. He was serving his real master Hashem. One of the great rabbis once said, because Yosef had Hashem on his mind during his work, his polishing the shoes of Potiphar gave pleasure to Hashem, like him putting on his tefillin. With that in mind, Yosef did his work with joy and enthusiasm and served Hashem to the best of his ability in that particular situation. Whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, we must utilize to give Hashem our avodah from that position. It is a unique opportunity that can bring Hashem so much pleasure if we utilize it properly. Hashem said about the menorah, posel ani et kol orot sheba olam, Ve'eni mishtamesh ela bishelcha. All of the light in the world is meaningless to him. When his precious child comes to give him a little light that he commanded, we are all Hashem's precious children, and he takes so much delight in our small lights. Have a great day.